Ukrainian authorities were evacuating civilians from recently liberated areas in the southern Kherson and Mykolaiv regions on Monday. They fear infrastructure damage is too severe for people to endure the winter without power, heat, and water. Officials said Monday residents had been advised to move to safer parts of Ukraine, and the government will give them transportation, accommodations, and major medical care. The evacuations come just a week after Ukraine recaptured Kherson in a major battlefield gain. Meanwhile, Ukraine's Minister of Culture says in the days before Ukrainian armed forces liberated the city of Kherson last month, Russian troops looted nearly 15,000 artifacts from the Kherson Art Museum. Speaking to the Reuters News Service, Culture Minister Alexander Thachenko said witnesses observed Russian soldiers taking things out of the museum for about 3 days. He said the thieves took perhaps 80% of the Kherson Art Museum's collection, which he said is literally priceless.
Unfortunately, exposition was is quite big, with a lot of international painters from Italy and Britain, and of course local, probably it cost a lot. And in another museum, all archaeological and historical objects were also stolen, so it's also impressive amount. I only can give you estimation, for example, one or two coins of prehistorical era can cost thousands, if not dozens of thousands of dollars.
The culture minister said the collection at the Kherson Museum contained religious paintings dating back to the 17th century, Ukrainian art from the 19th century, as well as collections of modernist and contemporary Ukrainian art. This is VOA News. Officials in Indonesia now say the strong, shallow earthquake that struck the nation's densely populated main island Monday has killed at least 162 people and injured hundreds of others as residents fled into the streets, some covered in blood and debris. Officials were still gathering information on the toll of those injured and killed by the quake in remote areas. West Java's governor said the majority of those who died in that area were children. Many were public school students that had finished their regular classes for the day and were taking extra lessons at Islamic schools. Sianjur province is known for having a large number of Islamic boarding schools and mosques. The officials said more than 13,000 people whose homes had been heavily damaged were being taken to evacuation centers. New Zealand Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern said Monday lawmakers in the New Zealand Parliament will vote on whether to lower the voting age there from 18 to 16. Her announcement came hours after New Zealand's Supreme Court ruled that not allowing 16 and 17-year-olds to vote amounted to age discrimination. While Ardern said she personally favors lowering the age, such a change would require a 75% or supermajority of lawmakers in Parliament to agree to it. Ardern, who leads the Liberal Labor Party, said all lawmakers should have a say on the issue.
Now, I cannot tell you currently how any member of this House will vote on this proposed law, including Labor, as we have not met or discussed it as a caucus. What I can tell you is that this is a matter where I hope parties feel that they're able to have an open debate and discussion that isn't based on politics, but on their own values and principles.
Ardern said the vote would likely occur in the coming months, but any change would not take effect until after next year's general election. A spokesman for the Liberal Green Party said it supported such a change, but New Zealand's two main conservative opposition parties say they oppose lowering the voting age to 16. The southern Chinese metropolis of Guangzhou has locked down its largest district as it tries to tap down a major COVID-19 outbreak, suspending public transit and requiring residents to present a negative test if they want to leave their homes. The outbreak is testing China's attempt to bring a more targeted approach to its zero-COVID policies while facing multiple outbreaks. China is the only major country in the world still trying to curb virus transmissions through strict lockdown measures and mass testing. In Beijing, the capital reported two more COVID-19-related deaths. Sunday, the city reported China's first COVID-19 death in more than 6 months. The U.S. space agency NASA's Orion space capsule has reached the moon, whipping around the backside and passing within about 128 kilometers of the surface. Reporting via remote, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.
One. Right now, BOA1.
How about this? Take off the slow.